Elisha cries out, and Eliyahu is mistalek. Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav. I don't think it's an exaggeration that over 1,000, possibly thousands, of Talmidim feel this loss of Avi. Rashi says the Talmidim were B'nei Nevi'im. But why the double Lashon? Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael. For our great Rebbe, he was a father in two ways. He was our father in Meseiras HaTorah, and a shiur that he had boys who had been learning only for a year or two, and also married men who were learning in Kollel. He was somehow managed to be makif, a derech halimud, that always emphasized foundations and pshat, a diuk in a rashi. Then we move on to the Tosfos compared to the other Rishonim's teretz. I'm a soira viazoit to learning. And then the shir moved on. The shir moved on to a ktsais, to Rabbi Kiva Eger, to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yashaber, Rav Gerelik, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, and then us. It was Yitzchak's teretz, Yoni's teretz, Tzvi's teretz. He had taken boys and he had put them in the shir, in the Messiah. These include modern Orthodox children, young men, some of whose parents weren't even Shomer Shabbos. But it's not an Avi. There's another component of Avi. He cared for us like his children. He cried when our children were sick. And he counseled thousands of Talmidim. Picture the scene, Rabosai. One of the Talmidim that are here, who is a Marbitz Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to go back and learn. And there were Talmidim from Yeshiva HaKotel that wanted to go back and learn. There were Talmidim from Mir Yeshiva that wanted to go back and learn. And his parents don't want him. And he walks 3 miles, 4 miles, and he knocks on the door on a Friday night. Rebbe's sitting with a Rebbe Kiva Eger, midnight, in his beautiful Big Day Shabbos. And he knocks on the door and he sits with Rebbe until 2 a.m. He guided us through our dating, through our shiduchim. And we brought him our kala because we wanted you to bring your kala home. The relationship with Talmidim was with no manipulation. We just wanted to share with him because of so much of what he had given us. The moyach of the Messiah's attire was given over to Talmidim, and the lev was given over to Talmidim. And these parshiyos, my rabbi would say over Rabbi Yosha Ber's hesped for Rabbi Chaim Oizer about the tzitz and the chayshah. A Kohen Gadol was incomplete. The Kohen Gadol didn't have both the tzitz, which represented Chochmas HaTorah, Amkus HaTorah, Seichel Adas, in the words of Rabbi Yosha Ber, and the Choshen that was Mechuvan Lalev, the Ava and the Chiba to Klal Yisrael. In Rabbi Yosha Ber's words, it had to be so. The tzitz and the choshen had to go together. Oysa ya koyen,
Shemoichoi hayasafel kedusha asatayra shorbi Akiva of Rebbe Eliezer. Shel Abaye v'Rava. Shel Arambam v'Araivid. Shel Beis Yosef v'Rama. Hayaruach b'ruach hakodesh pitaron kel shol hashaylos ha'omedos al haperek. B'chol avayos oylem azeh, b'chol atfiyos, tamid b'liyaref.
That was Rebbe's hashkafas oylem as well that he put into the Talmidim. Hashkafas oylem of a love for Talmidei Chachamim, that Talmidei Chachamim are mosur not just to Mesiras HaTorah from a Mesirah of Reb Chaim, but also Mesiras HaTorah in the lave of Klal Yisrael. And we could add, Oysa Rebbe, that taught us and put us and made us feel that we were in the Messiah. It was Oysa Rebbe that cried with us, that danced with us. Because it sits, Rebbe sits at Rebbe's Chosh, and we're always on him, always available to the Talmidim. And this has three hashlachas, aside from the examples that we mentioned before. This affected what type of melamed Moreno Rav Braunschweigel Zatzal was. One of the mashgichim observed that of all the fantastic, giant Talmidim of Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, as a Rebbe, he didn't try to be Rabbi Yosher Ber. His amazing tzitz, with his fantastic memory, some of the Talmidim from Landers, from Beis Medrash LeTalmud, don't know the days of the early days that the family knows, Rebbe Shver knows. He had a tremendous memory in Tanakh, in Torah Shebichsav, in Torah Shebalpeh. His fantastic diyukim. But he didn't place a bar of where he was supposed to be. The bar was, what do the Talmidim need? And he was a master melamed. That was because the choshen was never separated from the tzitz. Number two, we looked at him not just for hadracha in being part of the Mesiras HaTorah that he connected us with Reb Chaim, but we looked at him for hadracha in Avodas Hashem. As an 18-year-old, I'll never forget. I never heard this. I learned in Tarvei Das. But no one gave me such a simple suggestion that before the Yom Noraim, take a piece of paper, put a line through it, and write, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And one time I was going through Rebbe Svarim. And sure enough, his Cheshbon HaNefesh fell out. I put it back in quickly. I didn't look very much. And there was a third heart. And that's the heart of the Jewry of Poland that was entirely decimated. Reb Chaim said, if there was one time, Rebbe's son said, if there was one time that's the worst time in the world for a Jew to be born, it was 1938 in Poland. Born in Mazowsze. A historian told me yesterday, I don't know if this is accurate, but that Rebbe Zayda, we have a picture from Rebbe Zayda, was the melamed of the Imre Emes. And the Imre Emes used to stand up for Rebbe Zayda. The hearts of the beautiful world of the shtetl, he managed to pass over in a place where half of the name of the yeshiva was university. And the boys felt that they were in the shtetl with him. It was the first time for so many that they were exposed to that. Sipurei tzaddikim. Reb Chaim described that how Rebbe's face shone on Shabbos when he would sing Nigunim. So three things. Meeting the Talmidim with his heart where they were, not focusing on his moach. Ahadrochen avodas Hashem. And the Choshen of Reb Chaim Eiser, the Choshen. That hearts that Rav Wiener mentioned in Chesed, I don't think was American hearts. It came from Amol. They say the story of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's house was a bayis that was pasuach l'rabim. Ad kedei kach, that one time the Brisker Rav came home. And this happened more than once. But the Brisker Rav came home and he found that in his bed there was someone else that was sleeping. Rav Wiener's wife would come home and someone else would open the door. After the Rebbetzin, the first Rebbetzin was Nifter, Rebbe built a wing of Achnasas Archim there. The house was so pasuach l'revocha, like in Reb Chaim's house, there were things that disappeared. The first Rebbetzin said that Rebbe had no sense of ownership, Reb Chaim quoted yesterday. He didn't mention that Rebbe would say over a story from his father, that after the war, Reb Braunschweigel's father was a tremendous businessman before the war, and he got his hand on a few dollars after the war. And he managed very quickly. That Rebbe said it was amazing that in about 2-3 months they were living in a Nazi mansion. And many people used to come to them for Shabbos. And they were sitting around on Shabbos, and Rebbe used to sit with everybody else. And his father, with his father next to him. There was a fellow who had been there for a while, and he said, he assumed that this was something that was sponsored by the joint, that this wasn't something that Rebbe's father, the house that he owned. And he was staying there as if it was in a hotel. And he said, how long do we get to stay here? When does the joint tell us that we have to move on? And Rebbe's father said, the Bala Bayis hasn't asked me to leave yet, so don't worry. You could stay as long as you want. For Rebbe, there was no ownership because it all belonged to the Baal HaBayis. His excitement for mitzvahs came from the Mesiras Nefesh of his mother that he saw. Rabbi Yoel was asking me about this before. His mother, he remembers as a child, peeking out. Rabbosai, visualize this. Peeking out from the barracks. He and his two other siblings were hidden in the barracks, and watching his mother bake tiny matzahs around Hanukkah time. And his love for the way he pulled out the lulav, his love for mitzvos, goes back to that bridge. It goes back to that choshen, the choshen from the days of Poland. It affected how we learned lulav hagozel. That's the tzitz, that's the choshen, that's the lev, that's the mayach. And maybe we could take one millionth of what our Rebbe gave us, being that bridge of that time. But there's one thing that we can't take. The lev, the mayach, but there's one thing that we can't take. And that's the ramach evarim in shesag idim. That's the ramach evarim in shesag idim that are going back. The Ramach Evarim in Shesag Idim that danced Ad Afisas HaKoichas on Simchas Torah with every single Talmud. It was that Ramach Evarim in Shesag Idim that trembled in front of Rabbi Rucham Garelik Zatzal. The story is for another time. But Pshuto Kimashmosh trembled in front of Rav Garelik. It's there, Ramach Evarim in Shesag Idim, that arrived in Brooklyn about the age of 8 or 9, skin and bones, who had only managed to learn with his father Aleph Beis, malnourished, and we loved him for how small he was, but how much pain. That Mesiras Nefesh. And it wasn't easy then to persevere, to be a Talmud, to learn when at a time where everybody else was pushing people to go into professions, when his own Rebbe told him to get a doctorate in Harvard, when he was right to get a doctorate in Harvard. And that smile. the beautiful humor, the laugh of Atischak Liyoim Achroin, someone who had laughed Atischak Liyoim Achroin in the face. And ultimately, the love of Torah even after his intellect wasn't the same. The Shivrei Luchais. All of those Ramach, Evarim, and Shasagidim we're putting back into the land that he encouraged so much of us to love and to live and learn in. And the Ramach, Evarim, and Shasagidim that hugged us, the lips that kissed us. Just want to thank his family for sharing both of his Rebbetzins, last Rebbetzin who was Moser himself so much to Rebbe. And we grew, many of us here, the older ones, grew under the Mesiris Nefesh of the first Rebbetzin. And his family that shared such a loving father with us. Bilamavas Netzach Mocha Hashem Kimma Me'al Kofan.
I got that I was not expecting to speak. I didn't think I was supposed to be here, so I didn't prepare.